This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that even amid the West Asia conflict, India has kept the situation under control. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of development projects worth over 19,800 crore rupees at Nani in Vapthara district of Gujarat this afternoon.
बीते कुछ समय से आप देख रहे हैं दुनिया के कई देश युद्ध अशांति और अस्थिरता से घिरे हैं वेस्ट एशिया में जो हालत बने हुई है उनका असर पूरी दुनिया पर है ऊर्जा जरूरतों की डीजल पेट्रोल और गैस की दिक्कत पूरी दुनिया में बढ़ गई है ऐसे संकट में भी भारत ने हालातों को नियंत्रण में बनाए रखा है
Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said projects which will launch today will improve connectivity and support socio-economic development of the region. He added that the airbase opened at Disa in North Gujarat is important for the national security of Western India. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the OSAT plant of Kane's Semiconductor in Sanand. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Samrat Samaprati Museum in Koba, Gandhinagar on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. The government has extended National PNG Drive 2.0 till 30th of June 2026 to sustain momentum in PNG expansion across the country. He has also directed city gas distribution entities to speed up domestic PNG connections. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that during the month of March, more than 3.1 lakh connections, including domestic, commercial, hostel, mess and canteens, have been gasified. In addition, more than 2.7 lakh new connections have also been given and are being gasified. The Ministry also informed that more than 50 lakh domestic LPG cylinders delivered daily on average since the 1st of March. The first phase of Census 2027 will begin from tomorrow. The Census 2027 will be the world's largest census. For the first time, the census will be conducted digitally and the option of self-enumeration will also be available. Self-enumeration will begin from tomorrow till 15th of April and house listing and housing census will be conducted for a month from 16th of April to 15th May in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, NDMC area and Delhi Cantonment Board, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha and Sikkim. Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh and Haryana will start house listing census from 1st May to 30th May with a period of self-enumeration from 16th to 30th April. The government today appointed new secretaries in different ministries and departments. 1992 batch IAS officer of Bihar cadre, Chanchal Kumar, has been appointed as secretary in Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Incumbent secretary in the Ministry of I&B, Sanjay Jaju, has been appointed as secretary in Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region. Bhuvnesh Kumar has been appointed tourism secretary and Srivats Krishna as secretary Minority Affairs. Rohit Kansal has been appointed as secretary Department of Rural Development. Election Commissioner Dr. S.S. Sandhu today reviewed the progress of pre-special intensive revision pre-SIR mapping figures of Punjab. Chief Electoral Officer Punjab Ms. Anindita Mitra informed him that 72.26% of the total voters have been successfully mapped under the pre-SIR activity in the state. She said the department is regularly reviewing the pre-SIR mapping and the district election officers have also been asked to ensure polling booth-wise monitoring. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans were 56 for 1 in 6.3 overs against Punjab Kings in Chandigarh when reports last came in. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. At the Asian Boxing Championships, India's Priya recorded a dominant 5-0 victory on the second day of the tournament at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia today. In the women's 60kg category, Priya recorded a unanimous 5-0 triumph over Kazakhstan's Rima Volosenko. In the men's 55kg category, Jadumani Singh fought a closely contested bout against top seed Rui Yamaguchi of Japan, eventually going down 2-3 in a split decision. And that is the end of this news bulletin.